This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Josh Wheeler of the Thomas Jefferson Center for the Protection of Free Expression joins us in studio, as well as Sibley Johns, the director of the Music Resource Center. Welcome. Welcome aboard. Glad you both could be here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And we want to get to a very important announcement that we've been looking forward to. Josh Wheeler of the Thomas Jefferson Center, an extremely important announcement you want to share with all our listeners to this program. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you very much, Coy. Well, actually, I'm going to let Sibley take the lead on this, because all credit goes to her for the seed of this idea. I will say this initially started off as I asked Sibley to think about an idea or project or something that the Music Resource Center might want to do that involved the First Amendment Monument, and thinking it might just be a little thing. And then she went and, with some other folks, came up with this terrific idea, which I'll...
And before we go to Sibley with that announcement, there is another major announcement you want to make, right?
Oh, a very, very important announcement. Thank you for reminding me. This is really the big news. Today, September the 28th, is the fifth birthday of my daughter, Katie. Katie
hey.
Wheeler.
Well, happy birthday, Katie. There you go. I love birthdays. And a big party planned, or it was?
We're going to actually celebrate on Saturday, but we're going to have a little family party tonight. She gets to choose the restaurant.
Oh, there you go. What will she choose, do you know?
Well, I'm just hoping it's not a McDonald's Happy Meal.
I think my daughter would choose Taco Bell if she had a druthers. And we just have to go and smile and have a wonderful time.
That's exactly right.
That's what it means to be a daddy. There you go. Sibley Johns from the Music Resource Center. There is a major cooperative project going on between the Music Resource Center and the Thomas Jefferson Center for the Protection of Free Expression. What's going on?
Well, and another partner in this is actually also Star Hill Presents. And what we are doing is we are sponsoring a wonderful contest. It's called First Amendment Rights, and it's a poetry and songwriting contest designed to bring out the best artists in our area to share their songwriting talents and their poetry talents, and to celebrate the idea of free speech and how free speech really is essential to the process of art.
Amen. And the name of this contest is First Amendment Rights, WRITES.
Very clever, don't you think?
I like that.
And that was Josh's idea, so he can talk about that.
Josh, give us some background on this, and what exactly is it? You know, we say it's a contest, but, you know, before you get into the nuts and bolts, tell us the philosophy of why you're doing this, and we're hoping this is just the first annual.
Well, I think the reason the center is so enthusiastic about being part of this is that if you think about it, your radio show is probably, you're a writer and a radio show host, and I think you would probably be the first to admit that your show is a lot better and your writing is a lot better because you really don't have to check with anybody about what themes, what subjects, what ideas you want to explore. You're free to do that. That kind of freedom, the freedom of the First Amendment, it helps to encourage artistic excellence. And too often, I think, when people think about First Amendment rights, they only think about the negative consequences of free speech, the speech we don't like. And too often they forget that, it, in fact, the First Amendment allows us, through the freedom that it provides, it allows our creativity to soar, and it allows us to achieve creative heights that we never would be able to achieve if we had limits on what ideas, what subjects, what themes we could explore. And that's the reason the Thomas Jefferson Center is just thrilled to be a part of this project.
And this contest will celebrate the First Amendment by doing what? Sibley, what are the nuts and bolts of the contest here?
Well, the idea of the contest is that the participants in the contest can use the contest as a forum to explore any topic that they want to talk about in the form of a song or in the form of poetry. And the idea is for them to exercise their right to use free speech in order to create artistic products that they can share with the community and hopefully use those products as a way of bringing about useful discourse about the human condition and about issues that all of us face in our community. So we hope to see some really quality artwork that, you know, we can all benefit from.
And Josh, it's a blue ribbon panel of judges that we're looking at here.
Absolutely.
For this
thing. The people who are going are involved in this project just raise the stature of the project tremendously. The judging will be in two rounds, but the final round, the list of the smaller round of finalists, the poetry will. The winner will be selected by none other than Rita Dove, very well known in this community, very well known internationally, former National Poet Laureate, the current Poet Laureate for the Commonwealth of Virginia. The songwriting competition will be judged by no other than Boyd Tinsley of our own Dave Matthews Band and Bruce Floor, who is involved with the management of the Dave Matthews Band, as well as a host of other high-profile music groups today. He's very involved in the record industry, and so to have the people of that caliber judging this competition, I think really speaks volumes about what we're trying to do, and the fact that if they believe in something like this, we certainly must be on the right track.
So the Thomas Jefferson Center for the Protection of Free Expression in cooperation with Star Hill and the Music Resource Center sponsoring a first annual First Amendment Rights Poetry and Songwriting Contest. And simply the songs you're looking for, what kind of length and the poems, what kind of word count, or just so folks have an idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Coy, if I may, I also wanted to just say a little bit about why the Music Resource Center is involved. And
please
for those,
do. Please do.
Thank you. For those who don't know anything about the Music Resource Center, we are an after-school music education program, a nonprofit organization serving Charlottesville's youth. And we are for 7th through 12th grade students, and we have a series of really excellent state-of-the-art studios where our students can come in, record music, learn everything about music production and about the music industry. We have really qualified professionals who work with the students and mentor them and coach them, and it's a really exciting place to be. And the reason we wanted to get involved with this contest, along with all the other compelling reasons that Josh has already spoken about, is that we feel like we're nurturing the next generation of musicians and songwriters, and a really valuable lesson that these students can learn is that freedom of speech is essential to the creation of, really quality music, and that they need to exercise their rights to say what's important to them in the music that they create. As far as the competition and what we're looking for in the entries, there's no limit to how long a poem can be. We accept entries of any length. For the songs, help me out, Josh. Did we set a limit on the songs?
No.
I don't think we did, actually. They can be any length. I mean, a lot of contemporary music has a tendency to go on and on, a lot of long jams. But, we hope people will keep the length reasonable with the idea that we want to keep the audience interested.
And you're not limited to rock and roll or something that Boyd Tinsley plays classical violin as well. So he's incredibly versatile. So he has an ear for this kind of thing. If somebody wanted to submit an operetta or any type of oratorio or quartet or something like that, you're open to any kind of expression of the First Amendment in music.
Absolutely. This is any genre of music. All of them are valid. All of them are creative. And we want to hear from people of all walks of life who have all kinds of musical interests. And the same with poetry as well. We want to hear from poets who are using all kinds of different approaches to writing their poems.
And there's no limit on the word count or
the
structure or just experiment, have fun.
That's
and
right.
This is open to all residents of...
Well, actually, it's open to anybody, but one of the... if they hope to win, it probably will be people in the area, because the finalist, as part of the competition, they will be asked to perform their song or read their poem at an event at Star Hill Restaurant on November the 16th.
Very cool.
And not in addition to that, there's also going to be a cash prize for the winner in each division of $500.
There you go. And we hope we had discussed the possibility of having some of the finalists on this program as we move closer to a final decision of a final winner. Maybe we can have a group of the finalists on this program to celebrate their work.
That would be great. And just on the nuts and bolts issue, for people who want to learn exactly what the contest rules are. I invite them to visit the Music Resource Center's website at musicresourcecenter.com or the Thomas Jefferson Center's website at tjcenter.org.
Sibley Johns, director of the Music Resource Center, and Josh Wheeler of the Thomas Jefferson Center for the Protection of Free Expression, thank you for joining us, and we will touch base with you down the road as this moves forward.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break. We're back in two. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.